Welcome to day 290. We are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes, and these are the Mishnayos for the first day of Sukkot. And this is actually the second to last day of Maseches Challah. So Emir Tashem will finish Challah on the second day of Sukkot. Yesterday we learned about a case in which you're allowed to give Challah to a Kohen, even if the Kohen is not familiar with or doesn't keep all the halachos of Kedusha and Tara of purity, even though generally we don't do that. Generally we only give Challah to a Kohen who is keeping all of those halachos, because of course Challah needs to be kept Tara, needs to be kept Kadosh, needs to be kept pure, and therefore you only give it to a Kohen who's going to be careful about that. But if it's Challah from stuff that was outside of Israel, doesn't really have the requirement for Challah, but it's only a low-level Derabanan, so then we say you're allowed to give it to any Kohen. Our Mishnah is going to continue that theme and say here are other things that yes, you have to give to a Kohen, but you can give it to any Kohen, even a Kohen who is not familiar with or doesn't keep all those halachas. And in general, all these halachas will fall into one of two reasons, one of two categories. Either that which you give to a Kohen, you have to give it to him, but it does not have any status of sanctity, it has no Kedusha, and therefore you're allowed to give it to any Kohen. Or it has so much Kedusha, so many halachas are attached to it, specifically that you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, that even a Kohen who's generally not familiar with all those halachas, they know those. Those, it's so Kadosh, even a Kohen who's not generally familiar will still bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and treat it with proper Kedusha. So either it has no Kedusha, or it has so much Kedusha. So here are the examples. These are the things you're allowed to give to any Kohen. Hacharamim, that's a type of vow. We say this is Chayram, and you have to give it to a Kohen. We say that a Kol Nidre, Charameh, right? So you have to give that to a Kohen, but once you give it to a Kohen, it has no Kedusha, so you can give it to any Kohen. V'abachoros, we give our first animals to the Kohen. V'apidyon haben, when we redeem our firstborn children, we do that with a Kohen. V'fidyon petar chamor, the first donkeys, we redeem with a Kohen. V'azroa, and v'azroa v'adacham v'akeva, and the legs, the jaws, and the stomach of an animal that we shecht, a general animal, not a sacrifice. We give that part of the animal to the Kohen, so the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. Voracious hagaz, and also the first time we shear a sheep, so we give that first the first wool, we give that to the Kohen as well. And all those last cases, that's all because there's no Kedusha attached to it. You have to do it with a Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. You have to give the wool to the Kohen. You have to redeem the firstborn with the Kohen. But once the Kohen has that, there's no status of Kedusha to it. The Kohen can do whatever he wants with it, and therefore you can give it to any Kohen. V'shemen Sreifa, that's referring to Truma oil that is tummy. We learned a lot about this. You have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen is not allowed to consume it, but he's allowed to burn it, put it in his candles. But the reason you're giving it to the Kohen to begin with, or the status of it, is it's Shemen Sreif already, meaning it's already tummy. And therefore, it doesn't matter that the Kohen that you're giving it to is going to treat is not careful with Tumah. It's already tummy, so that doesn't matter. The Kachay HaMikdash, anything that's holy that needs to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Kohen, that's obviously, it has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So any Kohen is going to treat that with Kedusha, that's so holy. But Bikurim, also the first fruits that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, even if a Kohen is not generally makpid, not generally careful about all this, because you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen's going to be extra careful about that. You can give it to any Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Babikurim, Rabbi Yehuda actually says no. Because it doesn't really have the full sanctity of Kedusha, it's not really a sacrifice. Therefore, even though you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, still, a Kohen who is not familiar with the general halachos or isn't generally careful will not treat Bikurim with any special status. You do have to give it to a Kohen who is careful about those things. Karshine Truma, that's a vetch. We've seen this before. That's something that's almost entirely animal fodder. Still, if you separate Truma, you give it to the Kohen. So the halacha is, Karshine Truma, Rabbi Akiva Matir V'chavim Oser, Rabbi Akiva says you can give it to any Kohen because it's not really, doesn't have that same status of Truma. It's generally animal food. Animal food is not generally, doesn't even require Truma. So this, yes, you Truma, you give it to the Kohen, but it has such a low level, you wouldn't have to give it to a Kohen who's careful. V'chavim Oser, V'chavim say no. Sometimes vetch really is used and eaten by people, and because there's the possibility, therefore it's full-fledged Truma, and you have to give it to a Kohen who's careful about Tumah and Tara. That is Mishnah Tes. Says Mishnah Yud, Nitai Ish Tekoa Hei Bichalas Mibesar. We learned previously about the differences about different parts of Eretz Yisrael. If you remember, you can listen to yesterday's Mishnayos, that only Eretz Yisrael proper is Chayiv in Challah. Things outside of it are only Midr Rabbanan, and generally everything outside of Israel, every land outside of Israel is considered Tameh, because people aren't careful about the halachos of graves. People would bury people anywhere and not mark the graves, and therefore we have to assume anything and everything outside of Israel is Tameh. So, Nitai Ish Tekoa Hevi chalos mi besar. Nitai brought from Tekoa. He brought chalos mi besar. Besar is not the Beitar in Yerushalayim that we're familiar with. Besar is a city outside of Israel. He brought this challah to the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. He brought it from outside of Israel to Israel. The lo kiblum minu, but they wouldn't take it because we have to assume that the challah is tameh. So you can't they can't partake of it, and therefore they wouldn't accept it. So again, if it's outside Eretz Yisrael, that challah is going to have the status of tumah. You can't bring it in. Similarly, once we mention that Anshe Alexandria heviu chalaseim in Alexandria, the same thing. The people of Alexandria in Egypt brought their challah to Eretz Yisrael and gave it to the rabbanim. The lo kiblum minu, they didn't accept it again because you have to assume that challah is tameh. Now, once we learned about that, about challah. Now we're going to learn about other cases as well. Anshe Hartsovim Hebu Bikurim Kodim Atzeres. The people from Hartsovim who brought Bikurim Kodim Atzeres, they brought it. They brought Bikurim, their first fruits, before the Shavuos holiday. But lo klivim lehem, the Chacham say, no, you can't do that yet. Bikurim can only start on Shavuos. How do they know that? B'nei HaKasav Shabbat Torah, it says, the Chag Katzir, the festival, the harvest festival, or the first harvest, I should say, Chag as separate from the Chag HaSif, which is Sukkot, of course. But Chag Katzir, that first harvest, Shavuos, Bikurim Asecha, Asher Tizra Vasada, you have to bring Bikurim Asecha, specifically talking about the two loaves that you'd bring on Shavuos, because the two loaves are called Bikurim. Chazal learned from there that Bikurim can only begin to be brought from Shavuos. So these people brought the Bikurim, they were excited to bring it, they brought it to Yerushalayim. The Chacham said, not yet. We won't accept it yet. It is not yet Shavuos. That is Mishnah Yud. We'll continue with the very last Mishnah of our Masechta tomorrow, and then begin Masechta Orla, Mirtz Hashem, as well.